Welcome to Something New with Hugh. Last week, we addressed the issue of how crucial good reading skills are in today's world. This week, I would like to draw your attention to the importance of good and effective listening skills. What about you? Are you a good listener? Do you consider listening an important skill to master? You should. There are four skills people need to make use of in oral and written communication: the skills of reading, listening, writing, and speaking. And out of these four skills, listening has long been the neglected skill. While people in the working environment, especially in businesses that depend on good communication, have been aware of the importance of good listening skills for quite some time, teaching listening has only recently found its way into language classrooms, regardless of whether you are learning your first or a foreign language. I will not talk about listening in the workplace or teaching listening in language classes, though. I am just going to tell you something general about listening in communication. As already implied, being good at listening is enormously important in communication. When asked, most people would probably say that speaking is more important when communicating with others, when in fact listening is equally significant in successful communication. Just think about what you do when communicating with your family and friends. Do you ever find yourself just nodding or saying, "Yep, yep, when listening to your spouse, for example, only to ask them to repeat what they have just said because you were not really listening? Or are you, from time to time, unable to listen completely because you are too busy thinking about your reply? If you have just answered one of the two or even both questions with yes, you might want to sit down for a second and think about your attitude towards listening and communication. If you want to be better at communicating with others, you first need to start listening actively. Hearing is definitely not enough. You need to process the information presented to you, evaluate it, and then act upon it. I know that working on your listening skills is not an easy thing to do, especially because it takes patience. Why patience? Because in order to be a good listener, you should be able to let your conversational partner finish their thoughts and not interrupt them, which, by the way, is very impolite. The real benefit of learning to be patient is that you also learn to give yourself some time to respond. If you are able to do that, you'll soon realize that your responses are of higher quality. I know that we all lead hectic lives. We are constantly thinking, planning, rethinking, and replanning. And we all have something to say. What is often ignored then is listening. We don't want to listen to our children, our partners, our colleagues, or our friends because we are too busy with our own lives. Let me tell you something. If you really take the time to listen to who you are talking to, and if you take the time to respond truthfully and thoughtfully, your communication will not only be of higher quality, but also of lasting value.